and good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program, this is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, or of course online at grnonline.com or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. You could also join us on Facebook, and we encourage you to go onto Facebook. Our page is GRN South and Central TX. You can find us there and hit that follow, like button so you can see everything we're doing. Want to thank everyone tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, events that are going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio, and of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. Today is a triple delight program day. I'm excited because I don't do many triple delights, Father. So when it comes to triple delights, I like this. Today's program, in the first segment, we're going to talk to Father Anthony Molly. Father's here in studio, and Elida Gonzalez is here. They're from St. John Birchman's, and as you just heard on that, what we like to call a PSA, or you call a commercial, that we announced our St. John Birchman's festival that's coming up. We're going to talk about all that, the history. We want you to get to know St. John Birchman's. So that's a whole meaning here. And then in the second segment, I'm going to have Deb Alanis and I believe Diana Martinez, who is the coordinator of the this year's 14th annual Axe Missions Gala, which is called Sparkle and Spurs. It's going to be this Saturday. Everything's happening this Saturday. It's like this Saturday is a big deal, this weekend. And then on Sunday of this week, we have, and they're going to come in, Dr. Mitch Finney and Chrissy Finney, good friends of the GRN. Of course, they're going to talk about Veronica's journey and the 5K run walk that they have coming up in Chavano Park this Sunday. I've been there last 2 years. It's fabulous, fantastic. We're going to talk about that. But before we begin, as we always do, and, you know, with Father here in the studio, he brought us a beautiful prayer and is going to lead us in prayer. Father, if you will.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and loving God, we thank you for our church, St. John Birchman's, and all its members as we celebrate our 115th parish anniversary. We thank you for our founding members who left us a legacy of faith, hope, and charity. We thank you for your mercy and the gracious deeds of salvation you have worked in our church. We ask for your continuous blessings as we celebrate your word and the Eucharist. Keep us united in the bond of the Holy Trinity as we invite others to celebrate with us for the salvation of all. Through the intercession of Mary, our Mother, and St. John Birchman's, may our Jubilee celebration bring a renewal of faith into our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Father, for that beautiful prayer. First, I want to take a moment and just recap, last weekend, this past weekend, and what's coming up here pretty soon. So this past weekend, Holy Family Catholic Church welcomed me and the Guadalupe Radio Network. Thank you, Holy Family. Y'all were so awesome. I loved being there, meeting everybody. The tacos that were served after Mass, loved it. The vigil Mass was beautiful. And as I mentioned, true to my word, I'm going to put together a PSA or a commercial for your fall festival, because they have a fall festival coming up Saturday, October 4th, and it's going to be 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they're going to have food, raffle, drinks, games, door prizes, live music, all kinds of stuff. So I will have that out there, but I want to thank everybody at Holy Family. Y'all were fantastic, and I loved being out there. So I'll be out there again, I'm sure. But hopefully your fall festival is a big success. And then I also want to talk to or put this out there. We've got the Guadalupe Radio Network Send River Cruise. And you heard about this all through Share-a-thon. But it's a river cruise on the Send River, plus an optional extension to Lourdes. Okay, this is going to take place next April 22nd through the 30th. It's going to be 9 or 12 days in 2026, and the extension is to Lourdes, which is, it's going to be awesome, April 30th through May 3rd. So you can extend that trip, but go into, and I'd love for you guys to go into grnonline.com, and there's information regarding the Seine River Cruise, and also information on who's going to be hosting that. It's Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Dave Palmer, and our own Sean Rice right here out of the San Antonio studio and office. So I'm sure they're going to be looking forward to this trip. But prices are in there. And also, you know, I guess where the trip's going to be going, how do you leave, all that good stuff. But go into grnonline.com and you can get more information on that. And with that said, I'm going to turn to Father right now because I want to get our segment started. Father, St. John Birchman's, how are you doing? How long have you been over there at St. John Birchman's, Father?
I am a newborn baby there, just 2 months.
Yes.
So I am excited.
Good.
It has a lot of history and potentiality to do a lot of things.
Well, you're out there on Couples Road, and I know you get a lot of people that live in the community. Elida, you've been there for a while as well. We're going to talk about the history, but you know, St. John Birchman's. Tell our listeners a little bit about St. John Birchman's, because you've been going there for quite a while.
Yes, sir.
And Father Anthony just got there, sure he's learning as we're going. So,
absolutely, I'm very happy to share our history. Very proud of our history, and we're very blessed. So our origins actually take us back to a chapel that was built in 1903 on Brady and Sapsamora for Catholic Belgians who had settled here in San Antonio. So you might ask yourself,
oh, wow.
Yeah, ask yourself, why? Why did they pick St. John Birchman's?
Yeah.
Well, he was born in Dietz, Belgium in 1599, and he was actually canonized by Leo XIII. So
wow.
Another
and now
Leo.
We got Pope Leo.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we thought that was a fun fact.
Yeah.
In 1888. So he's the patron saint of altar servers. I believe it was last year we had a citywide event and invited altar servers all over the city to come for a blessing on his feast day, and we had a really great turnout.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yes. That makes sense. He's the patron saint of altar servers.
Yes,
cool.
It was great. So back in the day, in the early 1900s, before the actual church was built in 1910, if you were of Belgian descent in San Antonio, no matter how long the journey was by horse and wagon, you were at St. John Birchman's.
right. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then 1940s, the Archbishop did away with international parishes. So rather than serving different denominations or nationalities, they were actually serving territories. So we had the largest serving parish in the area. So we had
that's an interesting fact.
Yeah. So we were the largest a long time ago. Uh-huh. And we separated into multiple parishes. St. Stephen's, St. Gabriel's, other parishes were broken up from that parish.
Okay.
We used to be in a location off of Harriman Place in the 1940s. Right. And for those of you who remember Kelly Air Force Base, when General Hutnell was built to access the base, we had to move again. So we
That's three
now
moves.
Now we're on Couples Road since 1965.
And it's beautiful. I mean, I was just there for a pulpit talk, and Deacon Luis Guardiola, my good buddy from St. Mary's University, of course, invited me to be out there, and Father, you know, gave us his blessing and said, yes, come on out. And I'll tell you what, the people of your parish are fantastic. And I felt so welcome, just like every parish I go to, I feel so welcome. But St. John Birchman's, you know, y'all were selling raffle tickets. Everybody's so excited over there about, you know, being a part of, you know, this, I guess, committee that was put together for the festival itself.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about that. But Father, what are you looking forward to for this festival that's coming up? And anything else you're looking forward to that's coming up at St. John Birchman's?
Basically, I wanted to unify the parish and the school and coming together as a people of God. After a long time, we are coming together like not many years we didn't have the festival. So this is the time to come together, see each other.
Oh, y'all, for a lot of years you didn't have the festival going on. So that's the difference maker here.
Right. So since COVID, we just kept doing a raffle. So as our history has it, since the 1920s, St. John Birchman's festivals would encompass a barbecue plate sale and a raffle. So during COVID, we didn't do that.
COVID ruined everything.
We didn't have our festival. So we went back to it. We went back to our roots, if to say. And so this year, we're celebrating not only our 115th anniversary as a parish, but our 60th anniversary being on our current location. So August this past year, we started that year-long celebration.
Oh, okay. So, you know, before we talk about the festival, Father, you mentioned the school.
Yes.
That is so. Tell me the grades. What is the school about? And St. John Bertram's, I knew they had the school, but I don't know much about it. But
sure.
Elliot, if you want to talk about that.
Pre-K through 8th grade. I have three children who went through there. That's great school. This is something that's very near and dear to our hearts, and we're still serving. I know with many parishes, parish schools, they've struggled through the years, and we've been blessed to stay open. The children experience not only their educational foundation, but have a really, really strong grounding in their faith. I have a daughter who actually went to Baylor, and she says, "Mom, if I hadn't gone to St. John Bertrand's, I don't think I would have had the the apologetics that I learned, even as an eighth grader, to carry on through high school and be able to survive going to a non-Catholic university." Wow. So I'm very, very grateful to the foundation that they instilled in my children.
That, what a testimony. That's that's a big testimony right there, and she's at Baylor University.
Yes.
Wow. So your kids went through there, and what is the enrollment? I mean, is there a lot of participation between the parish and the school, and how does that work?
Absolutely. We have a little over 100 children enrolled, and we had a goal. Father gave us a challenge of our barbecue plate. We said, well, we don't normally do very many, but we'll start with 500. And he says, no, that's not enough. Then we said, let's do 700. And he says, no, let's do 1,000 plates. So we reached out to the school and said, especially because we hadn't been doing it in a while. So we reached out to the school and said, guys, we all need to come together. And with the school and CYO's help, we were actually able to surpass our goal. And we served 1,168 is what we sold. So the school was
surpassed it by 168.
Yes, they definitely came through for us.
Yeah. That is beautiful. And, you know, I wanted to make sure we got a plug in there for the school, because I know how important that school is. And so, now let's go and talk for the remainder of the time about the festival itself, because there is a lot of coordinating that went on behind the scenes, Elida. And I know you were a big part of that and still are a big part of it, you know, as far as coordinating everything. Tell us how often are y'all meeting, and what's been the funnest part of being on this committee?
We've only been meeting for, 8 weeks now, I guess, or 6 weeks, I guess. It was a very, as Father mentioned, he's only been here.
And Father's on the committee, too, and just got here.
Well, he's only been here 2 months, and that was the first thing he did when he got here. We thought, when he asked us to put the festival on in September, we thought he meant 2026.
Oh, my goodness, you meant this September.
Yes, so we're up.
Father, you came in with guns a-blazing.
He did.
I love it, Father.
But in true St. John Bertrand fashion, we were up for the challenge, and we said we're going to do our best, and with the Lord's help, we're going to figure this out, and he's going to make this as a very much successful event.
And it is going to be a success. So let's talk about the day itself. How's that going to kick off? Obviously, you have live entertainment. What else is going on for the kids?
Sure. We have games. So actually, our school and CYO are coming together to provide games and experiences for our children. There'll be dunking booths and cakewalks and ring tosses, some face painting. So just activities for the children to experience the day. And we're really excited that they're both our youth serving organizations are coming together to be able to serve the children that are in attendance.
Oh, that's cool. And I notice here you also have a classic cars.
We do.
It's going to be like a classic cars rally or something like that.
So River City Classic Cars will be joining us that day from right before. They'll set up at 10, so they'll be right there when we open at 11 till about 2 or 3 o'clock. and they will have about, I'm not exactly sure how many cars are showing up, but I understand that they have a great many that are coming and a variety. And so they are classic cars. So there's going to be some older cars and just, you know, lots of different fun things that are coming through. So I'm hoping that all their followers come and join us that day.
And you're going to use, your parking lot is humongous.
Yes.
So is that where the festival is going to take place, within that square, or is it going to be by the school, or?
Yeah, actually, again, we're going back to our roots. And so in the initial stages of our festivals, we would have our booth set up around our bell tower.
Uh-huh.
And we decided if we were going to go all in, going old school, we were going to do old school 100%.
Yeah.
So we actually are setting our booths up around the bell tower to allow for parking on our parking lot.
Oh, cool.
The car show will be facing Couples and Weir, and then the rest of the parking will be available for parking as well.
Okay. So you're going to, there's plenty of parking there, but the bell tower right in the middle, that's where all the booths are going to be.
That's where all the booths are going to be set up. We'll also have parking off of Thompson. There's an entrance to the baseball and soccer fields.
Right.
The actual fields will be protected with fencing, but there will be quite a bit of parking back there that will have actually lines that are being painted right now to provide parking spaces for people to walk across the soccer field.
And a stage. You got to have a stage.
We have a stage, yes.
That stage is going to house or have the live performers.
We will have, a Speedy Through from Prince of Peace will be joining us. We have a DJ from a parish who is taking care of us that day. The mariachis from Edgewood ISD will be there to kick us off.
Oh, that's going
to
be cool.
We have flacorico dancers. We have our cheerleaders. So it's just going to be a full day of lots of just family fun.
Wow. And I'm also reading, you are going to have a raffle.
We are.
That, I bought two tickets, by the
Thank
way.
You.
When I did my Paris talk, I was walking out and I was like, I got to buy a couple of tickets. So I'm in that raffle. I'm hoping that it is going to be a great raffle. But tell me a little bit about what the prizes are, or what you're going to raffle off.
Yes, there's actually 13 prizes. Our grand prize is $5,000, and all the prizes are gift cards.
That's a lot.
And they go from $5,000 to $2,500, $1,250, $1,000. $750, we have two $500 and $250. So it's for $20, it's a really good chance.
For $20 a ticket, that's not bad at all. So I think that's going to be a very, very successful raffle.
Yes.
You know, and there's going to be so much to do for the family. And that's what it's all about, right? Is making sure families are out there, Father. They are the core of the Catholic Church. And so, you know, I'm excited to hear that you did come in with guns a-blazing and said, we are doing this festival and we're going to do it this September and the committee is going to get together, but this is for the families. And how excited are you about that? And meeting maybe additional families that are going to come into your church.
Yes, we have a lot of potentiality. I am excited. I am inviting all the people and neighboring people, whoever can come, they all are invited.
And prior to St. John Birchman's, you were over at?
I was at St. Anthony's Elmendorf,
St. Anthony Elmendorf. Okay,
yes.
So how long were you out there, Father?
6 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
There for 6 years. There also I had a celebration of 125th anniversary of the church.
Wow.
So I was then also in life.
And now you're celebrating how many years, Elida?
115.
Wow, you keep going to these parishes that are centennial. They've got, you know, hundreds, a hundred and some years in existence. So,
yes.
And what are you looking forward to on that day? Because it's going to be packed. There's going to be a lot of people coming.
Yes. I hope it will be packed and it will be a great day to experience the fun fact and varieties of food and a lot of activities just to come as a community coming together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And saying hello to each other,
right,
and strengthening the bonds. Long time, people may not have seen each other. People are coming for different masses also.
Sure.
So they all will be in one place, one time. That
yes.
will be the great moment just to mingle with all other people.
Because a lot of times, you know, if you go to 11 o'clock mass or noon mass, you don't know anybody from 8 a.m.
Yes.
Because you never go to that mass.
Yes.
Or 10 a.m. And so that's a great point you just made, Father. These celebrations bring everybody together in the parish,
mm-hmm.
and to talk, to appreciate each other, And so I think that is so wonderful. Now, the school, do y'all have daily mass, or how does mass work with the school and the parish?
We have daily mass at noon for the parish, and Wednesdays, 8:15, we have school mass.
Oh, nice.
So that
Wednesday.
Day, the children are doing great job.
Yeah.
They're also cute, and they do all the readings and everything. It is so amazing to see the kids that are coming.
They do the readings, they do like...
Everything they do.
Wow.
Even once a month, they have school mass, even in the parish level also. They take care of everything.
That is so cool.
So ushers, all the way readings and everything. It is so nice to see the kids are involved and their parents are involved and the teachers are coming together. So that is the beauty of the parish.
At Holy Rosary, I went to Holy Rosary kinder through fifth grade. Every Wednesday, we would go to Mass.
Yes.
And so we'd, you know, go right there. It was like a dome. It's still there. And every Wednesday was enchilada day. And so after Mass, we had enchiladas, rice, and beans. It was the best day ever. You could never, ever, ever replace that day. But I'm sure the kids are loving going to Mass, hearing about God. And not only that, but they're leading the Mass, which is beautiful.
They sing beautifully. They say the prayers and everything. It is so good.
Well, that is fantastic. And, you know, I want to get back to Ellie, though, because, you know, in talking about and what I love about this segment is that we are mixing both. Sorry, I got some in my throat. We are mixing both the school, actually three things, the school, the parish, and also the festival. And I think it's going to be wonderful to see all the people out there, you know, coming together. And so as a committee, you know, what are y'all looking forward to happening? What kind of goals did y'all set for the raffle? Sure. And, you know, how is that day going to turn out?
Yeah, I think our goal has been, our theme for the year is welcoming people home.
Oh, so we should have mentioned that a long time ago.
Okay.
Welcoming people home.
It's a celebrating our past and honor, or I'm sorry, celebrating our past and then honoring our future. So we want to make sure that we are, I'm sorry, backwards, honoring our past and celebrating our future.
Honoring our past and celebrating our future. I love that, Elida. That's nice.
Yeah. So we know when we meet people, we say, oh, I either went to school there or I used to go to church there. Or when Kelly was open, we would have a lot of families would come there for Mass. So we've seen people move away and kind of as the city has grown. But it's not hard to find somebody who has some type of connection back to the parish. So our goal is to, because we are celebrating two milestones this year, our goal is to have as much of the city here. Yeah. We will have a booth dedicated just to history. So we've been getting pictures and stories that we have been displayed in that booth. So I'm hoping people will come and maybe find a family member or maybe find themselves in a old school picture or CCD class picture or something, you know. We found some really great old CYO team pictures, and they're from the, 40s, 50s, 60s even.
I remember St. John Birchman. CYO baseball, they were good.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. They were really good. They gave us a hard time at Holy Rosary. But I remember back in the day, they were very solid.
Yes, we were always very competitive, and we enjoyed doing that. But I think that's where our goal for the day, to invite people back, remind them of as we're remembering our roots, for them to also remember where they may have started their faith journey.
Sure.
And to be able to come back. And we're so grateful also to community partners who, the library will be there, the food bank.
We got to mention them, right?
Yeah, CPS and Military Vets for Christ will be there. And then our school will also be providing information on the education savings account. So as you mentioned, there's going to be a full day of activities and information being shared. So we're hoping that people will come out and have a great time.
So for all of those alumni out there from St. John Birchman, now is the time to go and support, you know, support.
It's homecoming season.
Exactly. All these parish festivals, everybody who, you know, ever attended, was a part of the parish community, they should all come back home and help support St. John Birchman. Father, thank you for coming on. And Elida, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. And best of prayers to your festival, and I know it's going to be great. So, listeners, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
St. John Birchman's Catholic Church invites everyone to come out to their fall festival celebrating 115 years. The festival will include a car show, a raffle, food, games, music, and a live and silent auction. Come out on September 27th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and bring your family and friends. St. John Birchman's is located at 1147 Couples Road.
Are you walking a path that leads to Christ? We find him in scripture, church tradition, music, art, architecture, writing, nature, and in each other. My parents planted seeds, and over time they grew. The deeper we grow in faith, the more we see God in everyday life. At least that's been my experience. So what's your path to Christ? It starts with scripture. Are you reading the Bible every day? If you don't know where to start, open up the Gospels and read them every day for a year. Spend time in prayer, speaking with the Lord, sit in adoration, waiting to hear his voice. Treat others as you'd like to be treated. In other words, be kind. Forgive the transgressions of others as you seek forgiveness. And be grateful for your blessings. Count them in the morning, and before you sleep, examine your conscience and plan to do better tomorrow. So spend some time looking for that path to Christ and become the best version of yourself. This has been an Epiphany Insight, and I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
You've heard it said, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. So instead of letting your unused vehicle sit idle one more day, why not donate it to the Guadalupe Radio Network? Just call 1-866-628-2277 or come by grnonline.com and click on Donate Now. That's 1-866-628-2277 or come by grnonline.com and click Donate Now. Later model cars or trucks are greatly appreciated. Seize the day by calling 1-866-2277.
And we are back. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas. You're listening to In His Vineyard. And this is a triple treat today because now we've got the Axe Missions is in the house, and we're going to talk about the Sparkle and Spurs 14th Annual Axe Missions Gala with Deb Alanis and Diana Martinez. Mm-hmm. And I know all your Axe sisters and Mike are listening back at the office on Madonna, but you know, let's jump into this because, like St. John Birchman's, you know, you got a lot of information to cover, mm-hmm. and we just want to get up and running because you just tell me. We have four tables to sell.
That's it. We got four tables
That's
to sell.
It, Deb.
That's it. We're so excited. Yes. And it's this Saturday, Sparkles and Spurs. Yes.
Okay, so, tell our listeners all about it and you know, how y'all came up with Sparkles and Spurs.
Oh, well, it's funny that you even asked that because last year we had so much fun with the theme of fiesta. And everybody really got into that.
That was fun.
Yeah. And so the girls got quite inspired and decided that we would move into another popular theme, which is Western, mm-hmm. right?
That's a hard one for me.
Oh, my goodness. Just put your boots on. And
I don't have any Wranglers. I need to go buy some Wranglers and some Ropers.
It's time to go shopping.
Yeah.
This
sure.
week.
So we've moved our events into more themes, oriented, because it just helps to raise the fun level terms of the event. So that's exciting. But also, we're super, super excited. We're going to be honoring the Benedictine Sisters of Boerne, Texas.
Oh, cool.
And in case you don't know who they are the sisters who have been running the Omega Retreat Center for the last 40 plus years.
Wow. That I did not know that.
Yes.
My goodness. That's going
to
be.
To advertise that. Yeah. Awesome. Just to let people know some awareness.
Yeah.
You know, the Retreat Center hosted the very first Axe Retreats.
Really?
5 years after they opened. So the Retreat Center opened in 1982, and in 1987 was our first men's and women's Axe Retreats.
Wow.
So we have a very long
history. That's cool history.
Now, our sisters, they are engaged in a current campaign right now. They're calling it Aging in Place.
aging in place.
Yes, oh, I just saw that. I just here it is. That they're working on their own annual giving campaign right now, and they're so cute.
They're calling it
Aging in Place at their Saint Scholastica Monastery, because Sister Antoinette is 98.
Wow.
And Sister Mary Agnes is going to be 100 on Saturday.
My goodness, that is an accomplishment
It's amazing, right? Wow. Studies show that those who are in religious service live a lot longer.
Well, there's a sister at Loyola Chicago where my son goes. She's going to be 100 and, no, she just turned 107.
That's right, that's right. So we're super happy to honor our sisters at this event. They had to close the doors of the Omega Retreat Center. It closed on June 30th. And so they're going to be joining us after their 100-year with Sister Mary Agnes birthday celebration. They're coming to the party.
Oh,
they're
awesome.
They're going to double party that day.
Nice.
Yes.
A double party.
We've commissioned Garcia Art Class to come up with a wonderful award that we're going to present to them.
Oh, that's
so it'll
be
the first time we've done an award like this as opposed to your standard plaque.
Wow, that's going to be cool.
It is. Yes.
So let's talk about what needs to happen between now and Friday, because y'all are in go mode.
Yes, two things. Okay. One, we need to sell four more tables.
Four tables, yeah.
Four
and how
tables.
Much is a
they're
table?
They're $2,000 for the table.
Okay.
We also will sell individual tickets. So it's four times eight. We have 24 seats.
Okay.
So, is that 32
seats? Yeah, their tables
seats.
Are 32, eight times four is 32.
32 seats. I corrected myself. No. 32 seats.
You did.
But four tables for sponsorship.
Yes.
So that's one thing. The second is those who've already purchased or sponsored tables, we definitely want your attendee list.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know that way check-in is easy. Yeah. And Diana has done, and since day one, since she started with us, back in February.
Yeah, you just started.
Yeah, I did. She has been working on the auction items.
Oh,
we need to talk about some amazing items. So I'm going to hand that back to her to talk about that.
All right, the camera's on you, Diana. Tell us about the auction. What is coming up?
It's, I have been working on it. I've had ideas from the first day I stepped in through the door. We have five major live auction items. One is a gorgeous Pieta plaque that goes on your wall, along with a tabletop Pieta and another religious item called the Holy Carpenter Family. That's on our top, that's probably going to be our first auction item. We've got a picture this that we all our items have names. So I spent a lot of time picking out names for these. This is actually a photo shoot in Fort Worth with the overnight hotel stay. They take your picture in this wonderful studio, and basically the picture is turned over to a commissioned artist to hand paint a photograph of you or your family or whoever takes that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to having that as one of our top auction pieces.
That's going to go for a lot.
Yeah.
It's valued
at $3,000, and they've given us a hotel room for the winner of that particular auction item, and I think that's going to be a top one.
Yeah.
We've got a Louis Vuitton designer purse.
Louis Vuitton. Nice.
Now, who doesn't like a Louis Vuitton purse? Who doesn't want one?
Exactly.
It's got to be on your bucket list, at least. And then one of the special items of the night is a one-week stay in Puerto Rico. It's at a farmhouse. Deborah actually stayed at it this past springtime.
She won it last year.
What?
Remember, I was bidding in another family also.
That's right.
And we both won.
Yes.
So wonderful Joaquin Pagan and Molly Farina, who donated this farmhouse stay. It's amazing.
And it's amazing. Back this year.
It's back this year.
Ooh-wee. It's back this year. And last year, we had two people vying for it. They gave it out twice.
See, I love that. And that's the live auction, right?
That's the live auction.
And you've got the same live auctioneer coming?
Yes. Oh, Tony. Tony Farina.
He's so good.
He's so good.
So
he
good.
Makes it so much fun.
And Erica is going to have to model for you, the purse.
The Louis Vuitton, yeah.
Yep. And
you don't want me to
maybe Frenay or Patty, they can do the modeling.
Of course. All our ex-sisters are going to be involved one way or another.
Ava.
They're going to do their Vanna White impersonations, I promise you.
And Val, of course. You know, and Asmer. They can. Everybody. And Mike.
Yes.
Everybody can get involved.
We have one more special live auction item.
Tell me.
Well, this one is a handmade quilted blanket that Mike Primrose, our chapter manager's mother, and his wife helped put together of the Vivir in the Guadalupe. It is of intense colors. People can actually go on our website and look at the auction items, and they can see a picture of this quilt.
They got to go in.
It's beautiful. The back is inlaid with a blue, beautiful turquoise blue. Right. Has the Virgen de Guadalupe down the year and everything on the back. It is the most gorgeous quilt. Everybody in the office automatically said they were going to bid on it. So, our competitors out there, as far as our people that are going to be bidding, you've got to beat the exhibition staff at this. It's gorgeous. You won't see another one like it anywhere.
I'm in exhibitions.org right now. That's where everybody needs to go if you're sitting at your office, because I want to see this.
Our Facebook page and our Instagram have all, Ava has been posting all of our auction items.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I have seen that. She's doing a very good job doing that, by the way.
Yes. So they're on there.
Okay, so this Saturday at the Whitley Center, if you're out there and you're not familiar with the Whitley Center, it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the decor that all of you, work so tirelessly to come up with is always on point.
Yeah.
And so this Saturday, if you are out there, there's four tables left, there's 32 seats left.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you need to snag these up, because I guarantee it's going to be worth it. The dinner. Let's talk about the dinner.
So we have absolutely delicious catering again. We love them for our meals. We have AV Source, Dave Ramos, for all of our lighting and ambiance. And
David, right?
David Ramos, yeah.
Okay.
And then DJ Jorge, Fat Boys Entertainment. He's back for the dance part, the last hour. Two hours of the party.
Yeah.
And like I said, we have a huge silent auction table. We might have like three different sections so that we can close them at different times of the night. Yeah. So we're going to have a couple of raffles. James Avery graciously donated some beautiful pieces as well as America's Diamond also. So there's so many fun things to come and enjoy.
Yeah.
We have social hour from 6 to 7. Bishop Gary will start with our invocation before dinner.
During the social hour, people can get their drinks, whatever.
Yes.
And then walk around to the silent auction, right?
Oh, for sure.
And that's where you start doing
it. It'll be ready starting at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And then they'll also have selfie photo booths. Yeah. We have several different stations.
We're going to have three different stations and backdrops of glitz and glamour, sparkles and spurs.
Yes.
For people to choose where they want to take their pictures. Yeah. We have a roving photographer that's going to be doing that for us. So we're excited.
No mechanical bulls, I'm sorry.
Yes. The girls wanted that, but, we tried.
That's not going
to
happen.
We tried. We told them the closest they could get is one of those little ride-along ponies that we used to ride when we were a child for a quarter. But Deb nicks that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I would not be getting on any bull, but, I am happy. I'm going to MC it for the second year in a row, and it's so much fun. I love being there. I love Axe, to me, is where everything started.
Yeah.
For me, and so Axe means so much to me, and my wife works there, mm-hmm. Patty, and Axe is everything to us because that's what got the fire started.
Yes.
Well, and I really didn't want to come down the mountain, but I had to.
That's right. Jesus said we have more work to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Two more things real quick.
You got it, Deb. Go ahead.
Save the date. We are reviving our national conference.
Are you really?
Yeah. Next September 2026, and then I also want everybody that's listening who has ever lived in Axe Retreat, 40 years of Axe Retreats in 2027.
Wow.
And the birthday is on a Friday, July 23rd. Yeah. So mark the date. We'll send out more details later, but we would love to have our biggest birthday party ever.
Yeah.
It's 40 years of having Axe Retreats.
The biggest lay-led apostolate to ever be formed was formed in Selma, Texas, in 87.
In our archdiocese.
And
Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Our Lady of Perpetual. And now it's global.
Yep. It is. Yes, we're in 6 countries.
Oh, my goodness.
Get this. In 2 weeks, we will officially be in country number 7. And you'll just have to invite me back to tell you where it is.
I want it. Now I'm very curious. That is awesome. Deb and Diane, thanks for coming by. We've got a commercial, a PSA running, so we're going to get those 40 seats sold.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. God bless. You. And listeners, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders from EWTN's Called to Communion. I want to let you know that I've joined the staff at Stand Tall Life Coaching. If you're struggling to put the Catholic faith into practice because of habitual sin, family or relationship problems, or other personal or theological issues, I'm offering help. Reach out to me at my website, drdavidanders.com, or at standtalltoday.com.
GRN family, your ultimate Catholic adventure awaits. Cruise the Seine River with Guadalupe Radio, Paris, Lisieux, Normandy, and more. This beautiful pilgrimage experience, led by Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of GRN, will be a faith-filled journey with friends, food, and France. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Pack your bags and your rosary. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
Celebrate 25 years of Catholic radio with the Guadalupe Radio Network. Show your love for GRN with exclusive 25th anniversary merchandise, including t-shirts, tumblers, hats, tote bags, and more. Perfect for you or as a gift for a fellow GRN listener. Every purchase you make helps us keep spreading the good news on the airwaves. Visit grnonline.com/shop today and be part of the celebration. That's grnonline.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Please join us for a very special show coming up in the morning. In this time of such turmoil in the culture, we are going to look at how the church is moving forward in the holiness of the word, the sacraments, and the charisms. We will be joined by a cardinal, so tune in live. Listen to Morning Joy weekdays starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
Do you long to hear God's voice? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian prayer series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, teach me to pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Click on the red box. Order Lord, teach me to pray now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sisso, I still think my French accent's better.
No way.
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure.
Help celebrate 30 years of La Promesa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice, and Dave Palmer on a Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux, and of course, Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the third segment. This is a triple delight day. I'm so excited because I don't get to do many triples. It's usually doubles, but or singles for the whole hour. But today it's a triple. And hour number three, segment number three. I am so excited because these are my good friends, Dr. Mitch Finney and Chrissy Finney. Thank you. Welcome to In His Vineyard. I'm glad you all are here.
Thank you for having us.
And Dr. Finney and I, fellow Cougars, Clark Cougar football, and you were a quarterback, and I loved it. We're still a part of it.
It's wonderful. Yeah, that's whenever I get a chance, I go back and see. So
Jeff Shore does a great job with keeping us all up to date. But go Clark. So today, this week, and I want to make sure I get the date and everything. But Sunday, September 28th.
Correct.
Is your 7th annual Veronica's Journey.
That's correct.
Now, you get great turnout out there, great support from us, Catholic Charities, and everybody else. But tell our listeners a little bit about, well, a lot about how Veronica's Journey started and, what Veronica's Journey is all about.
Sure. Thanks. I won't make Chrissy do this time. But our second child, Veronica, was born in 2015, and unfortunately, when she's about a year old, we learned that she had brain cancer. And she was with us for about a year. She had chemotherapy and surgery and everything. And then after about 7 months, ended up on hospice. And then ended up passing away in August of 2017. I got to get my years right. When she was about 2 years old. And so then the following year, I had run a lot through the years and everything. Right. And Chrissy goes, well, why don't you do something for Veronica? And so we started the following year, I think, well, I guess it was 2019.
Uh-huh.
We got to think. Yeah, that was our first year, 2019. For her, but then I did a lot of work with Catholic Charities. And so it was kind of tied in that. And the CEO of Catholic Charities at the time had developed a concept called Veronica's Boutique, which was basically a clothes closet for children.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful idea. It's kind of, you walk into this place and it looks like a store at La Cantera. It's got chandeliers, a wooden floor.
Wow.
And the moms go in and they kind of shop, but you don't check out. You just take your stuff with you. But they have, you know, diapers and wipes and clothes and the whole shoot and match. And they put a second location down at St. Stephen's also now. So there's two Veronica boutiques.
I heard about that, yeah.
It's not quite as nice. It doesn't have the chandelier and stuff like that. It's down there.
What a touch, though, yeah.
But it's a beautiful idea. And it's neat. I always like to share the story. Veronica was adopted, and her birth father had legal problems in the past. And one of the times that he was out of jail, he needed clothes, and so I literally went to where Veronica's boutique currently is at the Guadalupe Community Center, and the clothes closet was literally a closet. You open the door, and there's a cardboard box full of clothes, and you pick out whatever clothes you can find. Right. And that same space now is a large room with chandeliers, and it's just a beautiful thing. So anyway, so we started that back then and had a lot of help the first year with a nice gentleman, Andrew, who's did everything for us. And originally had it down at the Missions, and then for a few years we were down on the south side at Southside Lions Park, and moved out to Chavanoe about 3 years ago. And that works out well for us because we live nearby there. And
it's awesome. That pavilion, that area, it just works.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree. The pavilion's beautiful. Yeah. It's funny, I drove the course yesterday, and they just redid the roads last year, so the roads are beautiful out there. Everything's good. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of construction in the area, as you know, and actually that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today was Chrissy and I met with the city just this past week, a few days ago, and they said, oh, by the way, the parking lot's not available. And I was saying, you know, which parking lot would that be that's not available?
Right there where the city hall's at?
Exactly, right next to it. We had this big, it's basically a dirt parking lot by City Hall, and what's happening is they're doing construction on De Zavala, so they park all the equipment there, and so that lot's not available to us that day. So what we have, we were able to get a satellite parking lot just down the street. If you go down De Zavala from Military to Lock Hill, it's about a mile, and you take a right, and there's a subdivision called Bentley Manor on the right, and if you take a left instead of going into Bentley Manor, there's a large building, I call it the VA building, but it's a building that houses multiple entities, but one of the largest is the VA.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of parking there. And so we're going to have that parking lot and then have some shuttles. I have two vans from Catholic Charities and I think the bus from St. Matthew's and then a couple of private vehicles. And between all that, we should be able to shuttle everybody from there out.
Absolutely, so. Mitch. It shouldn't be that. I know what you're talking about. There is plenty of parking.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of parking.
It should work out.
Yeah, and I think that the De Zavala is closed during the week, but on the weekends it's open, so that we'll be able to just drive straight the mile down and drop people off. So I don't think that should be a problem at all. So
well, and think about it this year. We have to go through the aches and pains this year, but next year it's going to be fantastic. Right, Chrissy?
That parking lot should be done because they are repaving that gravel parking lot that he's talking about will be paved next year. And so next year we're looking for it to be easier, but we'll deal with it this year.
It'll all work out. Yes. It always does. And, you know, it's you start the morning with Mass, and I love that. Right there in the pavilion. And, you know, during this time of year, the mornings are a little bit cooler, so it's really nice. Mm-hmm. And so what does it take to put all this together, Mitch or Chrissy? Because I know it's a lot of time on y'all's part.
It's a lot. And we have a lot of people helping. It's funny, yeah. No joke, even last week I got a note from a guy who's my lead bicycle guy. He said, do you need me to ride the bike? I said, yeah, I do. And I had totally forgotten about you, so please come out. No, a lot of people helping. But yeah. What you're saying, the mass is beautiful. We started that with year one. And this year, Monsignor Kevin Ryan, yeah. Who's retired, nice. He's going to be saying yeah. mass. Mm-hmm. We have another father, Daryl Derelick, likes to help as well. But he's, I think, out of town this weekend. Mm-hmm. But yeah, speaking of the weather, I looked at the weather and we're supposed to be down to 65 that day. And that's like, you know, a real
thank goodness.
For us. I know, sometimes it's 80.
God's going to bring you some nice weather.
So yeah. We have good weather. And so anyway, so we'll have mass 7. It usually goes about 45, 50 minutes or mm-hmm. so. We'll have a kids run after that. Usually the kids run's right there by the pavilion. It's right. It's a small trail over there. And then the kids run will go. And then when that's wrapping up, we usually walk across Military Highway, and we have Chevenix Park police volunteers to help
right.
get people across the street. And the official run is across on the other side of Military. And that'll start right around 8:30. I think I put 8:20. It was my hope. But realistically, it'll probably be about 8:30 when we get started there. But yeah, basically, I just have a whole list of things that have been done in the past,
yeah.
and people, and who to call, and I try to get most of that done. And then some people remind me, and they say, "Hey, do you want my help again?" I said, "Yeah, I do."
So, yeah, and you know what I love about it is that you don't need. You could be an avid runner; that's fine because you mm-hmm. get the timing right.
Right.
And,
right.
Or you could just go out there and walk it. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
you don't have to go out there and run it, but bring your whole family out. You can walk and pray the rosary as you're walking.
Exactly.
I
yeah.
mean, yeah.
And I'd say
and Gordy, you don't even have to show up. You can just donate.
There you go. Okay, good point, Chrissy.
There are some people who just cannot make it for whatever reason, yeah. and we take donations. When you go onto the website, www.veronicasjourney.com,
yep.
There's a button that says sign up or a button that says donate. So you can do either one if you cannot make it out there. And we appreciate anything that comes our way because all these monies go directly to
right.
the funding, the endowment
boutique,
that
yeah.
was started for
right.
Veronica and then helps Veronica's boutique.
It's funny. I was looking for the dragonfly because
oh, yeah.
we talked about this
yes.
2 years ago,
yes.
last year.
Yes.
And I turned the card around. Mm-hmm. There's a QR code and the dragonfly. I'm
right.
like, thank you, Veronica, for showing
yes.
me.
Yes. She's yeah. always with us at Dragonfly. Yeah, that was a book we received. It was a child's book that we received for Simon to explain death to a child. And it analogized a dragonfly, how it starts in the water as a water bug. And then when it grows into a dragonfly, it leaves the water and can never return to the water. And so
right.
it talks about death and how, you know, the body goes to heaven and can never return. So it was a great symbol for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a little family thing. Every time we see a dragonfly, we think of Veronica.
That is so beautiful. I love it. And so it is this Sunday.
Correct.
And it's going to, you know, if you're used to getting up and going to Mass, but this time you can get up, go to Mass, exercise.
Right.
And tell me about, you're going to have food out there.
Right. Right.
And I know there's some entertainers that come out as well.
Right. Yeah, we have the Folklore dancers.
Folklorico, right?
Folklorico
yes. yes, and it's so cool. They come out with their parents and they do their thing and it is just beautiful.
Yes,
a little bit. And we'll have breakfast tacos from Mama Margie's that they're going to donate tacos.
Which are delicious.
They are very good. So
yeah.
I even got, you know, I got barbacoa this year, I think, and some other things.
Oh,
so
wow.
You'll enjoy it. It's good.
Those are all the people that we need to thank because yeah. they've been very supportive throughout the years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And y'all, like I said, y'all do such a fantastic, you know, job with putting this all together. And the city of Chavanoe, you know, Park really helping y'all out. But, you know, it takes many hands
right.
to make for lighter work. But like you say, Chrissy, the support financially is where what it's about.
Correct.
And so if you're out there listening, veronicasjourney.com.
Correct.
Correct.
And then there's a donate button.
There's a donate button or a sign up button.
Oh, sign up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get all the volunteers? Because you have a lot of people out there on that day. How do you get all those volunteers to coordinate? I mean, that's a lot of people.
I think, I don't know. They just come and we just kind of tell them the help we need and they just run with it.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
so very helpful.
And when you get there, it's dark, so everybody
right.
has the headlamps on.
Right.
And,
correct.
You know, it's so beautiful because it's so peaceful.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the signage you have out there is beautiful, you know, with Veronica's picture. So this is a wonderful event. And I still say one day you're going to outgrow this place and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, right, this is our seventh annual. We don't know, you know, we're waiting for the big, what are those things that you give out at the end? The finishing awards.
The big medals.
Yeah. They're expensive. we're waiting for the 10th annual to really
splurge
on those. But
this is the seventh annual. So in 3 years, it's going to be on.
You'll get a special thing. Yeah. So that was a big thing. I was hoping to do something a little different this year, but I was too late. We had multiple issues go on, and so you'll get the same medal this year as last year. So when you run or walk, and I was always going to say the majority of people out there actually walk, they don't run.
Yeah.
You know, I think we usually have about 150-ish that actually do the 5K course, and of those, probably maybe 80, 90 actually run the course, I think. Maybe another, you know, some walk and stuff. But officially, we usually have about 200 registered. But of that, again, about 150 to 180 will actually do the course and walk.
I think it's going to be fantastic. And I want to encourage everybody listening out there to go to veronicasjourney.com.
Yes.
Register. You can pick up the packet that they pick up. They got to pick that up the day before, right?
Or the day of. You can pick it up the day of. And so, the day before, if you can, I think we'll be there from 10 a.m. to noon, same place, Chevenix Park Pavilion.
Yep.
If you don't, just come early. And like I said, we usually have mass from about 6 to 6:45. So between about 6:45 and 7:45, 8 o'clock, you know, people are picking up packets. And even there's a race day registration. Right. Many people will come that day and just register that day.
We do have volunteers there that are giving packets out while mass is going on. So we are grateful for that. And this year we'll see how it goes because it's going to be a little different.
With
some
the parking.
People are going to be driving,
that
time. So we'll just deal with it.
It's going to work out, Chrissy. Right. It always does. And, you know, the Lord has blessed your event tremendously. And He's going to continue blessing it. So thank you for coming in on Dr. Mitch and Chrissy Finney.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And may God bless Veronica's journey and the run.
Thank you,
everybody. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
In your car, at the office, or in your home, we're always here. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
The Guadalupe Radio Network here in South and Central Texas is pleased to have the support of the Von Dolan Kanufke Financial Group through their sponsorship of this year's Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Hunt. The proceeds help us continue our mission of evangelization through the powerful means of radio. For more information about the services provided by the Von Dolan Kanufke Financial Group, visit their website at tvdkfg.com.
Respect Life Month is October every year. How will you participate? Kick off Respect Life Month with a pro-life walk and be a part of the 28th Annual Human Life Chain. Join in the Life Chain San Antonio on Sunday, October 5th from 12 to 3:30 p.m. on the grassy knoll just inside Loop 410 on San Pedro Avenue. Remember that the preeminent social issue is the right to life. For more information, visit lifechainsa.com. That's lifechainsa.com. Hosted by the San Antonio Family Association.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Please join us for a very special show coming up in the morning. In this time of such turmoil in the culture, we are going to look at how the church is moving forward in the holiness of the word, the sacraments, and the charisms. We will be joined by a cardinal, so tune in live. Listen to Morning Joy weekdays starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
I think I just found myself believing that I didn't need God. I just had everything under control, and church was actually a burden to me.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time, gradually quit going.
No, I didn't take my faith seriously, which probably means I never really got it to begin with.
You can have a beautiful car, a big fancy home, But if you don't have Christ in your life, there's an emptiness that's there.
We are enslaved to power or to greed or to wealth or to lust, especially as a man. But there's a true freedom to not be enslaved, but to attach ourselves to God and to be free. Thank God I'm home.
Now that I'm back in the Catholic Church, I'm a new person. I love it.
There's peace in our home that we didn't have before.
You're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.